We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you.
The shepherd looked down from his pastures above. He saw this little sheep, unclaimed and unloved. He could have left him to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed him home. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green, let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. He sought for peace in a far distant land. He longed for the of a kind, tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace, and his searching was true. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the love of God that brought him into this world to be our shepherd, to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're so thankful that we can present the truth of the gospel on this broadcast to this precious people. We're praying that the Holy Spirit will take this broadcast and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. Now, Father, we know that you see them, each one. You know their burdens. You know their cares. If there be those who are unsaved listening to the program, you see their need also. So may your precious Holy Spirit be able to work in and through us and through this broadcast, that it be a blessing and a benefit to souls, as well as an honor and a glory to thee. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast from week to week. We do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. We'd like to invite you to listen to the Way of Truth broadcast on the World Wide Web. You can download our broadcast anytime now, day or night. Not only the current broadcast, but previous broadcasts as well, and you can enjoy them more than one time if you'd like to listen to them. We're so thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel in this way around the world, and we're trusting that we will be able to reach many precious souls through this effort. I trust that if you know the Lord, you will pray for us and pray for our broadcast and for our efforts to spread the gospel. You'll also find the current issue and back issues of the Way of Truth magazine on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org. www.lifeonearth.org. The subject for our broadcast today is the need of godly fathers. I realize that there are many responsible positions that we find in the world, but I believe that one of the greatest responsibilities that we find among the family of man is the responsibility of being a proper, a godly father. A proper godly father has so much responsibility and so much influence, or at least he should have. So we certainly need in our nation and world today godly fathers. I'd like to quote a couple of things from one of Ed Wheat's books. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. The home should be the most attractive place in the world to the children, and the mother should be the greatest attraction. Another quote from Ed Wheat. If the wife assumes the responsibilities the husband has neglected, she takes on pressures she was never created to handle. The husband is allowed to escape his responsibilities and the family structure deteriorates. This has occurred in many American homes today. And I dare say it is not limited to American homes as well. It includes other nations. And for a text of scripture, I would refer to Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6. And here we read, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Let me repeat the latter part of that verse. The glory of the children are their fathers. And it should be that way in every home. When things are normal, the husband, the father, is the head of the household. That is the way God ordained it. And that is no slam at women, and it doesn't put women down, and it doesn't make the woman a second-class citizen. It is the way that God ordained it to be. And when things are normal, the husband is the head of the household. The father is the head of the household. And being the head of the family, being the head of the household, the government of that household rests upon him. Now again, I'm not saying that the wife has nothing to say about it and has no right to put any input in. I'm not saying that at all. A man would be very foolish not to counsel with his wife in regard to the things that pertain to family and home. Nevertheless, there is to be government in the home, just like there is government in the nation and world. And that government rests upon the head, who is the husband, the father, in the home. And he should command obedience and respect. And when I say command, I do not mean by lip service alone. I mean that his life should be so lived that it will demand obedience and respect. There is a great need. Children are taught that they are to honor their father and their mother. So there is a great need in the home for respect. And of course the wife should respect her husband. How can she expect the children to respect their father if she does not respect the husband? So the wife and the children both need to recognize the head of the home, and they need to obey as the scriptures teach and give respect where it belongs. Now children need such fathers who teach and enforce respect for law. Not only the law of the home, the law of God, and the law of the land. I do not believe that God ordained single-parent homes. Now, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, for I realize there are accidents that happen, sickness comes, and the husband, the father, is taken from the home, and the mother is left to endeavor, in many instances, to fill both places. And certainly, she is to be respected and she is to be honored when she labors and works to keep her family together. And that is true in various homes today. So do not think that I am downing or speaking disparagingly of the mother who endeavors to keep her home together and to rear her children. But I am saying that children need fathers who teach and enforce respect for the law of the home, for the law of the land, and for the law of God. Mothers need him to properly fill his place. And too many times, fathers, husbands, do not fill their place. I'm sorry to have to say that, but it is true. Many times, the husband, the father, does not fill his place. He does not take the leadership that God ordained for him to fill. A father's responsibility, a husband's responsibility, is more than going out and working on a job, earning money that he might be able to buy groceries and provide a place to live. That is not the end of his responsibilities. And so mothers, wives, need their husband, need the father of the children, to properly fill his place. And there should be punishment whenever it is necessary for disobedience. And I'm not saying that you've got to grab a paddle or a belt every time there is an infraction, but there is other ways that children can be corrected and they can be taught obedience, and they need to be, but it needs to be taught. The correction needs to be out of a heart of love and a heart of concern. A father who does not have control of himself is in no position to correct his child. You do not correct a child because of a fit of anger. A child should be corrected, first of all, because it has done something that it should not do. And secondly, it should be corrected out of a heart of love and concern for the welfare of that child. And in severe cases, the rod may indeed be necessary. I'm not going to deny the teachings of the Word of God in regard to this just because some people today are so strongly set against it. I stick by the Word of God, and I believe the Word of God to be safe to follow. But God never, never intended for parents to abuse their children. God's approval is never upon the abuse of children. But He does teach correction, and He does teach what we call corporal punishment whenever it is justified and called for. But by His labor, mentally or physically, He should provide the necessities of life. Yes, He should endeavor to provide for the necessities of life. I said a moment ago that that's not all of His responsibilities, but it is part of His responsibilities. I say it is a part of His responsibility, for the Bible says, if a man provide not for his own, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Notice that scripture, if a man provide not for his own, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now, the kind of fathers that are needed in the home, those who are ready and willing to assume the responsibilities of real, true husbands and fathers, how greatly that is needed in our nation and world today. Those who are ready and willing to assume the responsibilities of real, true husbands and fathers. Those who take time and interest in their children. Yes, parents should give their children time, prime time, if I might use that expression, because children have a right as well as husbands and wives. Yes, children have a right, and they have a right to some of their parents' time. Now, they should not dominate it all the time. Husbands have a right for some time. Wives have a right for some time. And husband and wife have a right for some free time for themselves. But children also have rights. And so we need fathers who take time and show interest in their children, be real friends with them, real pals with them, if I might express it that way. Those who are set, who set a godly example before their children. And how important this is. Those who set a godly example before their children. I read in a tract or a poem or a story some time back about a man who was given to drink. And one evening he left home and started to a nearby bar, and he heard a sound behind him. And he turned around and he looked, and there was his little son following after him. And he said to his little son, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going with you, Daddy." That hit that father, and rightly so. He picked up his child, he went back in the house, and he said, "You will never follow me to a bar." And he never went again himself. So what is needed is fathers who set a godly example before their children. The kind children can confide in and get close to. The kind boys and girls can look up to with honor and respect. Not because you demand it, but because your life calls for it. Because your life merits it. The kind who erects an altar of prayer and teach Christianity to their children. Fathers, you should not leave the altar, the family altar, the teaching of children and spiritual things. You should not leave it all to the wife and to the mother. No, God never intended it to be that way. As you read the scriptures, you find that God placed great responsibility upon the husband, upon the father, to lead in spiritual things as well as in other matters. So we need the kind of fathers who erect an altar of prayer, a family altar as we call it, and teach Christian principles and show piety at home. You've heard that saying, in years past at least, the family that prays together stays together. So there is that great need of the family altar. I remember the privilege I had of reading my children Bible stories and then kneeling together in prayer before we retired for the night. And what a joy and what a privilege that is to a godly Christian father. Now it takes time and it takes patience and pains, but it will pay in eternity. It will pay in this time world, and it will pay in the world to come. For a moment, let us think about the wrong kind of parent, or wrong kind of father. An ungodly, disinterested, profane, irreligious one. One that is lazy, and doleless, gadabouts. At mealtimes, the only time children see them. That is not the right kind of father. That is the wrong kind of father. The kind who set the wrong example in habits. Now, a good father's responsibility is to set a godly example to the entire household. In prayer, strict piety, in church attendance. Don't take or don't send your children to service, Sunday school or otherwise. Take them. Yes, take your children to the house of worship where they can hear the truth of the gospel preached. So, if you have a place to go where the truth is preached, be faithful in your church attendance. That will not only be a benefit and a blessing to you as a father, but it'll be a proper example for the children, a proper influence upon them. Be liberal in your giving to the cause of Christ. And be liberal with your willingness to help in the church's projects and efforts. Again, this is being not only a blessing to you, but it's being an example to the children. Take them to Sunday school and to church, as I say. Do not send them, but take them. Know where they are and how important this is. How many young people have gotten into trouble because they were with the wrong crowd? There are various ones behind prison bars today because they were with the wrong crowd. And they didn't want to go against what the crowd or the group wanted to do. They went along with them. So, parents, watch your children. Consider and watch who their playmates are, who their friends are. And watch as well as pray for them. Place good literature before them. And how important that is. Place good literature before them. Be vitally interested in their salvation. Yes, be vitally interested in their salvation. Pray for, not at them. Pray for them. And pray in front of them and pray with them. And help lighten mother's burdens by being a blessing and a help in the home. Build up real model homes. And you will help build the community, the church, the state, and the nation. So how greatly godly fathers are needed in our nation and world today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts with our congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit will be able to take our efforts and make them a blessing to families, to homes, to fathers. May the Holy Spirit work, and may you be glorified, and souls be blessed. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. I trust that our thoughts today in regard to fathers has proven to be a blessing to our congregation. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you are not on our mailing list for our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you'd like to be, all you need do is provide us with your name and address. There is no subscription price on the Way of Truth magazine. We will send it to you free of charge. So our postal address again, the Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. Also, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can listen to our broadcast on our webpage, and also you can read the current issue and back issues of the magazine. You'll also find a place there where you can submit your name and address for our mailing list if you would like to receive it coming into your home. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
City above.